Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
All right, let's see if we can't reconnect. Two people who've been out on a great first date. 1029thewolf.com. If that has happened to you and you can't get the other person to a second, we'll try to figure out why. Steve, that has happened with Caroline, correct?
That's right. Caroline, yeah. Yep.
Got it. So you guys went out a couple of weeks ago. Tell us about that.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. Great first date. I have to say I was a little nervous, but it went way better than I thought it would. Yeah.
Then what happened? Nothing after the date? Did you end it by saying, hey, love to see you again? Or was there anything like that?
Yeah, it seemed like it was, everything went well. I mean, but here we are, you know, a few weeks later, haven't gotten any returned calls or texts or anything. Okay. It's just like she totally disappeared.
Okay, so you did, like, you obviously called or texted her afterwards, and clearly nothing's happened at all. Right?
Nothing has happened.
Well,
yeah.
Let's go back a minute or two here. Take us back to the date, Steve. Share with us what you guys did together.
So we both have dogs. We're both dog lovers. And we decided to take our dogs for a walk together. I thought that would be really nice. And so did she. And the dogs got along, as dogs do. But more than that, we got along really well.
Just a dog walk, or was there anything else?
Couldn't have been that long if it was just a walk.
Yeah, so we decided to drop the dogs off at our houses and then go grab a bite. And that's what we did. And then, after that, we said goodnight, and that was that. No word from her since then.
All right, so you dropped the dogs off, you met back up, got a bite to eat, nothing since then. Anything go wrong on the date during the walk or the bite to eat afterwards, Steve?
No, I don't think so. It seemed like she had a good time, so I don't know why I'm calling you.
Yeah, okay, all right. We'll try to find that out for ourselves. We're going to call Caroline and come back in 3 minutes, Steve. The second half is Second Date Update. I just want you to hold on tight, stay right there, and we'll try to get some answers coming up next here on Second Date Update with Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Thank you.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
It's always a mystery. There could be 100 reasons why someone isn't getting back to another after a first date for a second. Well, that has happened to Steve.
So we decided to drop the dogs off at our houses and then go grab a bite. And that's what we did. And then we said goodnight. And that was that. No word from her since then.
And that's Steve talking about a first date with a woman named Caroline. So no correspondence, at least, back from Caroline. So let's try to find out for ourselves what's going on.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Caroline?
Yeah.
Hi, Caroline. Thanks for answering. And this is not a sales call or polling call or anything like that.
Okay.
It's Thunder and PT, and this is going to be a little weird, but we are actually talking to you on the radio right now because we co-host a morning show on 102.9 The Wolf. And we are calling you. Yeah, we're calling because we want to ask you about a date that you went on recently with a gentleman named Steve. Do you remember Steve?
Oh, okay. Why?
So we do this thing called Second Date Update, and it's usually if somebody had a great first date, but they haven't heard back from the other person, and he reached out to us, and you're that other person. So he's just kind of, he'd love to see you again.
And you're not getting back to him. I think he sent a couple of texts or left a voicemail.
Just kind of wondering why.
What's going on?
Okay, well, because he's obsessed with video games.
Video games?
Wow, that didn't come up when we talked to him.
How do you know that?
Well, did he tell you about our date?
Yeah, he said that you both have dogs.
Yeah, dog walking.
And then you guys dropped your dogs off at your house, or houses, rather, and then you met up for a bite to eat.
Yeah, well, when we got to his house, I had to wait for 45 minutes while he played some stupid video game. Then we went out to eat.
Wow, he left that part out.
Yeah, he didn't say anything about that.
Talk to us.
I'm surprised. I feel like it was the highlight of the evening for him.
Okay, wait, all right. So
you go back to his house, and he basically, like, pauses the date to play a video game.
And what are you doing at this time? Yeah. Just standing there or sitting down?
Literally on my thumbs. I'm on my phone. Like, I could not believe it. I was texting my girlfriends being like, has this ever happened to you? Am I insane? Right. I feel like I'm being punked.
Okay. Wow. And Caroline, and I can understand your frustration with this first date with Steve and all that. We actually, as PT mentioned, we talked to him a few minutes ago. We kept him on hold while we called you to see if you would answer and see if you'd talk to us. Would you talk to him for a minute if we could just bring him into this conversation, just kind of figure out all together, like, what he was thinking?
Give him an explanation or something.
You know what? Yeah, put him on.
Okay. Thank you. And stay right there. Hold on. Hey, Steve, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Were you able to hear us talking there while you were on hold? Could you hear Caroline's explanation there about the date?
I did.
What's with the video game?
Yeah.
What about the video game?
Yeah. Well,
you were playing the video games when you went back after you dropped the dogs off at your house. She had to wait for you to play a video game for 45 minutes.
Yeah, first of all, it's not a stupid Call of Duty. It's not a stupid video game. But whatever. I didn't mention it because it has nothing to do with the date. I had told my buddies that I would be on at that time, and I wanted to keep that commitment, and I didn't want to leave them hanging.
You were on a date with me.
True. Caroline, did he mention anything about that he had to stop back and get on the game for 45 minutes while you waited and asked you if that wouldn't be a problem?
He most certainly didn't ask me, no. He just was like, okay, in just 1 second, I'm going to go hop on.
Steve, you can't understand where that could be a little frustrating for somebody if they didn't know that you weren't focusing on them for a date?
I mean, I apologize. I made a commitment to them and
did you?
Caroline.
Wait, Caroline, I'm sorry. I don't mean it. And I'm sorry about interrupting because this kind of steams me a little bit. Caroline, did Steve apologize for this?
No, I don't think he felt the need to.
Well, I mean, you had a good time, so don't pretend like you didn't have a good time.
I was having a good time until you made me wait for you to finish playing with your friend.
It was like 20 minutes. I gave you ice water.
It was 45 minutes. Trust me, I kept track.
Okay, you're overreacting. I would have waited for you if you had to do something like that.
Okay, so
that's the difference. I wouldn't have made any other plans if I knew I was going out on a date. So,
all right. So hang on a second. So just Caroline, like, he makes you wait for 45. Then you went out to eat afterwards. So what was that? Just that was just bomb central. Like after that, I mean,
honestly,
you just
morbid curiosity on my part.
Okay,
like, whatever.
That's
I was
fair.
Also hungry. I wanted to have dinner, and I was just like, I can't believe this is happening. But whatever, let's finish.
Yeah,
give him
some grace. I get that.
And because Steve didn't know, you obviously didn't bring up the video game thing. But you were. Did she seem a little miffed or a little upset during the food portion or eating portion or the dinner date thing?
I didn't pick up on that, no.
But you also didn't pick up on the fact that she was waiting for 20 to 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Steve, you made a commitment to your buddies. Like,
after
you had made a commitment to the date with Caroline? Or did you make that commitment to them beforehand and then tell Caroline that you were going to walk the dogs? And then, like, the date went well with walking the dogs, so you decided to go out to eat, but then you're like, I have to do this other commitment.
Yeah, but
buddies.
He didn't say that to her.
Right.
I mean, honestly, it should be a compliment to her because I didn't know the date was going to go so well, so I thought it was...
That's a great point,
that's a guy,
Steve.
Such a guy's perspective. All right, Caroline, real quick.
No chance here, Caroline, that you give Steve a second chance?
Sorry, not a chance.
Yeah. If he would have said, Caroline, listen, I'd love to keep... But I got to go back to the house, and I got to play this game for about 30 minutes. Would you have said yes?
No, because first of all, the date was supposed to be dog walking and dinner.
Okay.
That was the plan. I came, you know, like ready to go eat. So, like, sorry. No, I've just.
All right. You deserve better. Caroline,
make the commitment. Yeah.
You deserve better, Caroline. Steve, I think you're a little. I think you got to be a little more aware.
I probably should have said, I'll just meet you there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or just tell your buddies, hey, man, I got a hot date.
Yeah, whatever.
I got to do the Call of Duty some other time.
Steve, are you even ready to be outside by yourself?
All right.
We'll leave you alone.
Much
Caroline,
love.
Thank you. You sound lovely. And Steve, awareness and just...
Communication, transparency.
Correct. And thanks for being on
Second Date Update.
All right. If this has happened to you, gals especially, has a guy ever broken a date off to go do something else and made you wait? Or should Caroline have been a little more patient with Steve? 651-989-1029. I'd love to hear from you. Second Date Update with Thunder and PT.
Been up since the crack of dawn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.